From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Boston arrested dozens in protests surrounding a free speech rally. Mayor Marty Walsh said that the peaceful demonstration showed the city stands for both peace and love.
And I think it's important that today in our city, there's been a lot of work done to be able to come in and to be able to protest, to be able to express themselves all the way from Roxbury Community College all the way to Boston Common. I was at Roxbury Community College earlier, and you could just feel a sense of pride being there, that people were going to come out and make a statement about how great we are here in the city of Boston. So I want to thank all of the people that came out today. I want to thank all the people that came out to share that love, that message of love, not hate, to fight back on racism, to fight back on anti-Semitism, to fight back on the white supremacists that were coming to our city, on the Nazis that were coming to our city. I want to thank everyone that came here today. I want to thank everyone that came here and expressed themselves in such a positive, great manner today.
Most of the arrests were for disorderly conduct, some for assault and battery during scuffles between police and protesters. President Trump says his administration has made decisions on how to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says a new strategy would protect America's interest in the South Asian region, and the details would be forthcoming. Police in Spain and France continue their search for a 22-year-old Moroccan national whom they believe is at the center of Thursday's terror attack in Barcelona. Police believe he is the leader of a 12-person jihadist terror cell responsible for a van ramming 13 people, killing them, 130 others injured. This is VOA News.